Let's get to business. Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Corin Atamare. In the business news this morning, big names back 20-something's space ambitions. Financial leaks tilt the odds against small investors. And we'll have the latest from the financial markets. A trio of Auckland University students has gained some big-name backing to develop and test a power system for small satellites. Asterix Astronautics has raised $500,000 from some venture capital funds to Stephen Tindall's K1W1 group and local space pioneer Peter Beck of Rocket Lab. The company will test the power system on a Rocket Lab mission in July. Asterix chief executive Fia Jones says the team's technology delivers a more powerful product to use in small radar satellites, some as small as a shoebox.
The next step is proving that our tech works in space. So we're launching a prototype with Rocket Lab in July.
And what kind of companies would benefit from this particular type of technology you've developed?
These are for satellite builders that build missions for small satellites.
How big is your market?
We're starting off only with small satellites. So right now our TAM is $800 million. But in 10 years' time, the small satellite market will be expanding by 400%. So we would expect it to grow.
There's Asterix Astronautics Chief Executive Fia Jones talking to Nana Peltier. The Shareholders Association is criticising the Australian financial sector for leaking sensitive information, undermining confidence in equity markets. A number of recent leaks about dual-listed firms has popped up in Australian media well before it's been made public on local stock exchanges. Recent examples include an Australian bid for Infratil, last-minute bids for Tilt Renewables, and bids also for Villa Maria Wines. The Shareholders Association says the practice creates an uneven playing field for retail investors who rely on being fairly and equally informed. Chief Executive Oliver Mander says such leaks are incredibly difficult to police.
Someone, unfortunately, being the little sibling in this case, doesn't help us when it comes to lobbying the fat brother across the Tasman. It is a really difficult situation, and it's not something that there is an easy answer to. A lot of it comes down to a bit of culture and actually improving the culture of directors, the finance sector and their participants on both sides of the Tasman. Organisations like ours, and there is an equivalent in Australia, we get very focused on things like information asymmetry. You know, we work with companies and we essentially put pressure on companies to actually make sure that they're doing the right thing by retail investors.
That's Simon Mander of the Shareholders Association. A smaller grape harvest and rising costs are set to drive up the prices of premium wines. Wine industry says a cooler spring and late frost in some areas have resulted in a smaller harvest, although they describe the vintage as being superb. Chief Executive of Wine Growers New Zealand, Philip Gregan, says the industry is also facing cost pressures with labour shortages in particular. He says the costs are likely to be passed on to international markets.
On average, across global markets, New Zealand's either the first or second highest price on average in retail markets around the world. So we have a premium reputation and consumers are prepared to pay above average for our products. I suspect that willingness to pay more is going to be tested over the next few months.
It's Philip Gregan from Wine Growers. Quick skate along the markets. Wall Street down for a second day in a row. Travel stocks in particular taking a hit from the spike in COVID cases around the world. Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently down 1.1%. Of the other main indices, the S&P 500 also touching 1% lower, and the NASDAQ down 1.3%. Our own top 50 index managed to trim its losses, but was still down 89 points, about 0.75%. New Zealand dollar, 71.7 US cents, 92.8 Australian, 51.5 British pence, 0.596 euro, 77.6 Japanese yen, and 4.66 yuan. Brent crude oil down about 60 cents, $66.40 US a barrel, and gold is up $8 at $1,778 US dollars an ounce. Remembering today we have first quarter inflation numbers expected to be quite sturdy, around 0.7% for an annual rate of 1.4%. I'll be back around 8:30, update the numbers.